Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up with what's happening in our region and beyond. Today, yet another update in the months-long saga to replace a former Lackawanna County Commissioner, but no real updates on the overdue state budget. And schools across the state are transitioning to solar power before a deadline for federal tax credits arrives. It's Thursday, September 11th. Let's get you up to date. We'll get right into it with the Lackawanna County Commissioner story. It was back to court on Wednesday for the arguments about replacing former Lackawanna County Commissioner Matt McGloin. This time, the sides argued about whether voters should get to pick the replacement in a special election on November 4th. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
Last week, Lackawanna County judges appointed Brenda Sacco to replace ex-County Commissioner Matt McGloin for the rest of his term. They didn't swear her in because the state Supreme Court stepped in at the last minute and said to wait. The Supreme Court is listening to the county's appeal of the process that led to county judges choosing Sacco. In the meantime, the County Board of Elections has scheduled a special election November 4th to find someone to fill out the rest of McGloin's term. The County Democratic Party, which wants Sacco appointed, challenged the special election. County judges heard testimony in that case Wednesday, including from Sacco. She said she wants the job, but not if she has to run for election to get it. A lawyer for the Democratic Party told the judges the Elections Board had no right to call for a special election. A lawyer for the Elections Board told them the County Home Rule Charter requires a special election. The judges listened for more than an hour but didn't immediately decide if a special election is necessary. The Supreme Court hasn't yet decided if Sacco's appointment is valid either. The Democratic and Republican parties are scheduled to meet Thursday night to pick candidates for the special election in case that's necessary. So for now, the quest to replace McGloin marches on. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. You can find more of this story and a timeline of the process so far at WVIA.org. So this next one is kind of a non-update. Pennsylvania is in its third month without a budget, pausing payments for schools, counties, and various human services. As Jackson White reports for WBIA, Democrats and Republicans are insisting they're close to finding agreement.
Lawmakers have said for weeks that a budget deal was imminent, but the latest talk is a bit different. Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman says a spending plan could be passed any day now, and House Democrats have positioned a framework of bills in a way that tees them up for quick approval when they return to the Capitol. Governor Josh Shapiro says he's been facilitating conversations every day between party leaders.
I think we have narrowed the differences, but these leaders need to make some tough choices and close the deal. It's time.
Pennsylvania's budget is due July 1st every year, but it's become routine for negotiators to overshoot that deadline. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now for an actual update on mail-in voting. After years of litigation, Pennsylvanians may finally get an answer to one basic question about mail-in voting. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, the state's Supreme Court justices are weighing whether requiring voters to correctly add a date to mail-in ballot return envelopes is a constitutional violation or a reasonable burden.
In Pennsylvania, any registered voter can request a mail-in ballot thanks to the bipartisan 2019 law establishing universal mail-in voting. But that law has been the focus of near-constant litigation. One of the persistent questions is why counties have to reject ballots where the voter forgot to write in the date or put in the wrong date, like a birthday. Ben Fabens-Lassen, lawyer for the Philadelphia Board of Elections, says the board doesn't use the date for anything, and having it on the return envelope doesn't solve any problems or help with mail-in voting. Yet under current law, they have to reject mail-in ballots with missing or incorrect dates, which often means those voters lose their chance to participate in an election. Even though those numbers are small, 4,700 out of almost 2 million mail-in ballots in 2024, major advocacy and partisan groups have joined the case. The American Civil Liberties Union brought the lawsuit, saying to deny an opportunity to vote over a provision with no clear purpose violates the Free and Equal Clause of the state constitution. The Democratic Party of Pennsylvania backs that position, while the Republican Party of Pennsylvania and the Republican National Committee want to keep the rule in place.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. Now for a different sort of education story. Dozens of schools in Pennsylvania are planning to build solar panels on their roofs, and they're hoping to use federal tax credits to cut their costs. For WVIA, Sophia Schmidt reports these tax credits are ending early, but many schools seem to be sticking with their original plans.
Pennsylvania's Solar for Schools grant program was supposed to work like this. Give school districts state money to help pay for the upfront costs of solar panels. Then, the districts would claim federal tax credits to reduce the costs even further, in some cases to zero. And the solar power would save schools money on their utility bills. But the big bill President Donald Trump signed this summer ends the federal tax credits early. Now, in order to claim a credit, schools need to start building their solar arrays by next summer or start operating them by the end of 2027. Micah Goldmarkell runs a solar installer company called Solar States. He says that's plenty of time.
I mean, that's not a rush. We can get solar projects started in as little as 2 weeks. So to start construction in a year and finish it in 2 years, that's easily doable.
A state spokesperson said so far, none of the districts that got Solar for Schools grants have told the state they're pulling out of the program due to the tax credit rollbacks. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories like this at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show for the week tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe and listen wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.